Good morning. My guests this morning are Conrad Bishop and Elizabeth Fuller, collectively known as the Independent Eye. Good morning, you two.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Yes. Hi.
Yes.
So, the last time I saw you, you were both on stage in your amazing production of King Lear. Then it went away. But now it's coming back for one precious sort of late afternoon only.
It went to San Francisco for 3 weeks and then to San Diego for a festival. And now we're back and we expect to be around a whole lot with it.
Oh, that's great. But you have other engagements booked.
Yeah, this fall we're doing an Eastern tour that'll be about 5 weeks that goes from Denver to Norfolk, Virginia, and up the coast to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and then one gig in Iowa coming back.
Are you going to go any place that you haven't been before?
We haven't. We start off in Denver, and we have not done a gig in Denver. I'm looking forward to this a lot.
I was born in Denver, but that's not exactly.
Different. But this is a scruffy little theater, a lot like us, with a pair of scruffy people who've been at it a long time, like us. And so that's going to be cool. That's the opener, and then we won't have. This will be our first time at the Puppetry Theater in Iowa.
Many of the people in the listening audience have not seen this show and not heard about it. So talk about it.
Well, it is Shakespeare's King Lear, and it is with two actors who are us and our friends who are 28 puppets. And we play out the Lear, in a sense, is his own puppeteer and his own mad little ego. And it's very much about, well, it's about whatever you read into it. But for us, it's very much about power and that the blindness of power and the process of the journey of a man coming to see reality as it is.
And because this production is so concentrated in terms of time, yes, it's 100 minutes long. It's been edited a lot for people's, you know, ability to sit. It's about movie length, you know, good sized movie length. It's the whole, you know, it doesn't leave anything essential out, but it compresses it. And then it's also compressed in space because we're within this extremely claustrophobic but very colorful and sometimes absolutely surreal small space. And it's also compressed because you've only got two live creatures in there animating everything. So it truly is a power punch.
Well, I was amazed by how real, literally real, how they were living creatures, those puppets.
Yeah. And in San Diego, the audiences went nuts. And they came up and people wanted to be photographed with the puppets. People were standing next to the puppets like celebrities, you know.
I should say, since we mentioned the word puppet, it is not a puppet show for children. I disrecommend it for anyone under 14, unless they are very strange.
Yes, unless they've read a lot of Shakespeare.
Our kids were very strange, so there are such people. But the strange thing to me about it, the startling thing in our performances to me has been that this is a play about grief and loss and death, and nothing is happy. And at the end of the show, the audiences are so energized.
Wow.
They're really excited. Yeah.
Well, something alive happened.
Yeah, and I think some of it is kind of like the same reason that people go to, you know, Cirque du Soleil or something like that. It's really kind of hard to imagine that this is going to happen. And then it happens, and then it's hard to imagine that you saw what you saw. So there is that element of the, wow, what is
that
this going
really
to be? What the
it.
Heck was that, you know? and that you know, that it's possible for human beings to do this. But also Shakespeare is the most titanic genius at capturing the reality of human emotion and the strange byways that we go into.
Putting your finger right on it.
Right. Let's tell people right now that King Lear by the Independent Eye will be playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday, June the 7th, 4 p.m., it only seats 40 people. The performance is free, but you must reserve tickets. And here's the way to do it. Go to independenteye.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.